And we're going to go through a series of halachas which are relevant for people who davening b'yechidus. Going to follow ones which are immediately relevant for the coming Pesach, and then general halachas as well. Okay, we already mentioned that even if a person has a minute to say halal Pesach night when they daven at a shul, it doesn't apply when a person is davening b'yechidus. So we just rely on the halal that you're going to say during the Haggadah. In regards to changing over from Mashiach Baruch Hamar Degoshem to not saying it Nusach Ashkenaz or saying Merit at all, so during Musaf, a person should say Mashiach Baruch Hamar Degoshem since there's not been any announcement. And by Mincha, first day Pesach, a person would switch to either not saying it or saying Merit at all, Nusach Svard. In regards to saying the piyut of tal, a person wants to say the piyut of tal, a person can do so. There's no chiv to do so. It's a tefillah, a person's allowed to say it. It does not give the benefit of a status of a hakroza by saying it v'yechidus. The shir ha-shirim, which will be on the Chol HaMoed Pesach, there's no chiyuv to say it b'yechidus. If a person wishes to do so, he may do so. In regards to lighting the parsha on a general Shabbos when a person is davening b'yechidus, number one, and number two, in regards to parshas Yom Tov, does a person have such a chiyuv? So on the normal parsha, a person has a chiyuv of Shnei Mikraach of a Targum. If a person wants to use one Kriya Shabbos morning as part of his Shnei Mikraach HaTargum, he could do so. Is there a chiyuv for a person to read through the parsha when he's davening b'yechidus? There is a sefer Kesef Shulchan which feels that is so, but the pashas of the Mishnah Berurah that person does not have such a chiyuv. So I would be on record that a person does not have a chiyuv to lay in the parsha, even according to the opinion of the Kesef Shulchan that a person has a chiyuv to lay in the parsha. It doesn't apply to Yom Tov Kriyas, it applies to Shabbos. The parshias of the year does not apply to the Kriyas of Yom Tov. So that would mean including Shabbos, because Shabbos is not the regular parsha of the parshias of the Torah. It's rather the special Yom Tov Kriya. So for the 8 days of Pesach, there's no union of reading those Kriyas, even according to the opinion of the Kesef Shulchan. Friday nights, a person says Vayichulu, but he would not say the bracha of Magen Ovis. Any part of Magen Ovis did not need to be said. If a person has not said Kiddush Labana yet, a person should say Kiddush Labana before Pesach. When a person is saying a B'yechidus, there's no need to say Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem is to the person next to him. If he's saying it with one other person, he would say Shalom Aleichem. And he says to the person next to him Shalom Aleichem 3 times. And the person responds Aleichem Shalom 3 times. And then the other person will do vice versa. Then you're saying Shalom Aleichem is, you've said Tipol Aleim and Masav Afachal, you're talking about having these horrible things falling on the enemies, but you say to the person next to them, you should know, but you, I want you should have Shalom. So if there's nobody with him, it's not relevant. The Hallel that will be said during Yom Tov by day, so it's a regular Hallel, a person would say it with a bracha. If there's 3 people present, you would say it responsively. For the one person would be the leader, and he would say it responsibly by the psukim of Hoidu. So he would say Hoidu L'Hashem Kitov Kilom Chastoy, and they would answer Hoidu L'Hashem Kitov Kilom Chastoy. Yemin or Yisrael, they would respond Hoidu L'Hashem Kitov Kilom Chastoy. However, there's no union of saying Ona responsibly. That's only when you're davening B'tzibur. This is relevant by the night of the Seder as well. That's the correct way if you have 3 people. For the purpose of this purpose, women and children of age who are davening and are cognizant of davening would count for the purpose of 3 people as well. There is a piyut of Kokeli, which would be said on the second day Yom Tov and Shvi Yishal Pesach. If a person wishes to say that piyut, he can do so. He has no chiyuv to do so, but he's allowed to if he wishes. On Shabbos morning, so basically the person's going to daven Shacharis regularly, he's going to say Hallel, he'll insert Yalav Yavai in the Shabbos davening, he will say Hallel. Then after Hallel, or any Shabbos when a person is davening Bechidus, all the psukim of Hitzos Sefer Torah are not relevant. The paragraphs of Yukar Perkon, till which is said in Aramaic, we do not say Bechidus. So the first two paragraphs of Yukar Perkon are said in Aramaic, and they will be skipped. And the last paragraph is a tefillah for the tzibur. It's only in the presence of the tzibur, so that will be skipped as well. So a person is basically going to go from Hallel to Ashrei, and then he will say Daven Tefillas Musaf. Moving backwards, Birchas HaChodesh, which we should have said already, but now it's too late, but relevant for the next month. Birchas HaChodesh is said B'Yechidus. A person should be aware of the marlin. He does not have to announce it. He should be aware of the marlin when he says the Birchas HaChodesh. Siyum B'Karim in Erev Pesach, the person is by himself and he can finish a sefer, and then he eats something in honor of that fact that he's finishing. That's a valid siyum. That is not B'Tzibur is irrelevant. Doing Siyum B'Karim through Zoom, hearing from somebody else through Zoom, I think is acceptable, as long as the person would then some way celebrate it by eating something chashuv, etc. Sfiras Omer is going to start the second night of Pesach. A person really should wait, even though a person davens with a tzibur, a person says Sfiras Omer during Ben HaShemoshes, be davening with a tzibur with Ben HaShemoshes. In this situation, a person should wait until the appropriate time to say Sfiras Omer. It is a derabbanan, a person wants to be meikel with an earlier zman, he could do so, but he should wait till that time. On Matzi Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, we are going to switch. Shmones Marav will be the regular weekday Marav. He will add into Shmonesrei Atochen Antonu. He will change to a Sein Barocha from a Sein Talamot Vali Barocha, and he will add Yalav Yavoy. The first day Chol HaMoed, for those who wear tefillin, there is a minhag brought down from the Chok Yaakov that you wait to switch the tefillin till after Kriyas HaTorah. That's only because the Kriyas HaTorah talks about tefillin. Kriyas HaTorah is from the parsha which talks about tefillin. But since the person is not having Kriyas HaTorah, so tefillin should be removed before Hallel, just like any other day of Chol HaMoed. On the last days of Pesach, a person can say Yizkor, even be Yechidus. You're not in a tzibur to say Yizkor. Okay, now, a few points about davening in B'Yechidus in general. We add in Kemalach Nemon before Kriyas Shema, in order to have the three more psukim. The Mishnah Berurah comes out, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Kedusha the Yotzer, the psukim of Kedosh and Baruch, which we say in Birchas Kriyas Shema in the morning, are questionable whether they can be said by Yochid. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out really that a person would say, Anim b'mibri yirah kadosh, then b'fanim b'chayis kadosh, and he says, Im b'umas rafim, b'umusam baruch yameiro, or Meshabchim Amrim, sorry, Meshabchim Amrim, Baruch, and you just say the first word. However, if a person wants to say the psukim, the full pasuk of Kadosh, the full pasuk of Baruch, and he says it with the nigan of the that's written in the Tanakh, in the Novi, so that he could do so. So a person really should be saying the pasuk of Kadosh and the pasuk of Baruch in Birchas Kriyas Shema with the nigan of the Haftarah. The original mile of Kviyas Makam Mitvilosai is even a person davening at home, he should try and be Kaveya, a certain Makam where he davens, and stick to that Makam whenever he's davening his Tvilas if possible. Aramaic Tvilas, which are in Aramaic, we do not say Biachidus. Tvilas which require minyan, obviously, do not say Biachidus. Person says Tachanun. Person should be seated for the paragraph of Tachanun. There's no union of Atoyas Arosh, of bowing in the field of Pai and bowing one's face, unless a person would have a Sefer Torah present in their own home. Since we're missing so many different tefillas of Kaddish and Baruch Hu, etc., there is in the Siddur Derech HaChaim, he lists tefillas which are based from different midrashim that a person could say. When he misses these tefillas, a person could then add these in to say that if we had a tzibur, we would have said this, and we're going to mishabech Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. So a person is able to and allowed to say those tefillas, and there is a mile of saying those tefillas. I don't think it's a chiyuv gomer to say it, but if a person would want to undertake that, he could do so. I think that covers everything I wanted to cover. If there are any more questions, Be'ez Hashem, we will take them and try to address them in a subsequent recording. Kol Tov.